Chapter 3. What is heaven like? Eternity in heaven. What a place to be, right? Apparently not for everyone. When it comes to thinking about heaven with God, far too many people, Christians included, are unaware of the biblical reality and settle for several silly myths. One of those myths is that heaven is going to be a dreamy kind of existence in which we float around on clouds with nothing much to do. Another myth, some people believe, is that heaven will be an unwanted intrusion into present life on earth, something far off in the future that we don't want to happen until we have accomplished everything we wanted to do in this life. The best way to correct both of these mistaken concepts is to see what God's Word says about heaven. God hasn't told us everything, but Scripture gives us enough glimpses and enough promises about heaven to know we don't want to miss this place of eternal satisfaction. We begin our biblical tour of heaven at a familiar place, with Jesus and his disciples in the upper room the night he was betrayed. John chapter 13, verse 1, chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Heaven is a promised place. Among the assurances Jesus gave his troubled disciples that night was this promise concerning heaven. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. Chapter 14, verse 2. The first thing we need to know about heaven is that it is a promised place. A promise is only as good as the integrity of the one making it, and his ability to deliver on the promise.